than normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Joseph. It's a story of favor and blessing, but also incredible suffering and persecution. The story does have a happy ending, with Joseph reuniting with his family after many years apart. Joseph's dad, Jacob, said to Joseph in Genesis 48:11, "I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too." Jacob had given up hope of ever seeing his son again, but God allowed that to happen. There are times in life where it seems like hopelessness might be the most reasonable option, like when Joseph was thrown into the pit and sold as a slave by his brothers. Joseph, just like you and I, held onto hope through all the crazy circumstances of life. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, on this Wednesday morning, let's take time to say happy birthday to the people who celebrate April 28th as their birthday as we go down the list. We'll say happy birthday to Philip Henry, Derek Sears, Rob Calvo, Jackie Harewood, Darnell Beauregard, Keyshawn Smith, Stephanie Miss Boss Woods Clark, and everyone around the globe who celebrates today as their birthday. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And if you happen to run into any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, maybe some cash too, to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Let's talk about Bible Jeopardy, just in case you did not heard the right answer. If you hadn't heard the right answer, here it is. What does the word Lucifer mean? Is it exalted? Is it Daystar? Is it evil one? Or is it hot fire? Well, Isaiah 14 and 12 has the correct response. And if you responded, what is Daystar? That would be the correct answer. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy. As a matter of fact, Isaiah 14 and 12, the New International Version, reads like this. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. So, there you have it. Daystar would be the correct response. What is Daystar? And thank you again for playing Bible Jeopardy with us here in the middle of the week. You know something? We talk a lot about loving one another. And love can be pretty difficult to grasp, the concept of God's love. God's love is about generosity. It's the generosity of Him giving His Son for us. You know, the Bible speaks about powerful love that God has for us. But we have the ability to exude that same power. 1 John 1 and 9, Jesus tells us that we have the ability to love. He calls us to love and says that people will know that we follow Him by our love. The Apostle Paul says that love is patient and kind, and it's not selfish, proud, dishonoring, or rude. That's in 1 Corinthians 13. So how do you live love out? Well, love is not one of those do whatever you feel at the moment kind of things. Sometimes you have to just pull back. When your flesh starts to talking, you have to pull back and you have to say, whoa, slow down, flesh. Your flesh just wants to act out in all kinds of things and in every kind of way. So you just can't do whatever you feel like doing. Love takes a moment to reflect and think of the goodness of God, how He loves us, and how we are reflections of His love here in the earth realm. And it's just so amazing, His love for us. I could talk about this all day, but I think you know where I'm going with this. Love each other as God has loved us. That's the answer, and that's the key to a lot of the issues, to all of the issues that we face in this world. Okay? Well, I hope that you learned a little something today and maybe were a bit entertained. Either way, I'm glad that you were here in the Ham Camp. We're planning to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
To your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take him with you everywhere you go, to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down here,
Wade Hampton Show.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT.